There's a very strange halacha that we find in Parshas Tazria regarding the Mitzora. Torah tells us that if a person has a negatzaras on his body, so he has to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to take a look, and depending on how the tzaraat looks, and how the tzaraat, and where the tzaraat appears, and does the tzaraat seem to grow from week to week, or recede, so there are all sorts of halachos about what to do with the Mitzora, and how you treat them temporarily if we're not quite sure what to do with the, what the status of the neg is, and what we do when we absolutely are certain that it's a negatzaras, and you have to leave the machane and sit bazad yeshed mechutz lamachane, to go outside the three machanos, and you have to stay there until the tzaraat goes away. All sorts of halachos. But then the Torah tells us the following. There's tzaraat on the body, and the person is tamei. V'im parach tifrach ha-tzaraat ba'or, v'chisita ha-tzaraat et kol or ha-nega mirosho v'ad raglov l'chol marei ner kohen. What happens if after the person is tamei the tzaraat spread, and it spread so much that from his toes to his head, to the top of his head, he's completely full of tzaraat. His body is, all his skin is tzaraat. V'ra'a kohen v'nei chistat tzaraat et kol b'saro p'tiar et ha'noga kulo hafach lov ha'ntahuru. Oh! The tzaraat spread all over your body? There isn't a spot on your body that doesn't have tzaraat? Your tzaraat can go back into the machaneh. Strange pillow ploy. Good luck. You know, if it's on 20% of your body, so you're talking about 30% of your body, 50% of your body, 80% of your body, 90% of your body, tell me that 100% of your body, 100% of your body, fine, you're talking. The Chofetz Chaim explains as follows. Why does the Mesora have to go Michutz Lamachana? It's not because we want to quarantine him for hygiene reasons, so we're worried that tzaraat is contagious. We're worried that tzaraat is contagious. He's completely covered with tzaraat. How could we even begin to let him back into the machana? And it's not even a punishment just for the sake of punishment. It's true that tzaraat comes because of avera, primarily because of Lashon Hara, but other Averis as well. But it's not just for the sake of punishing him. When the Torah comes and tells us that a person needs to be punished, or needs to be treated in a certain way, we're hoping that that punishment is also going to rehabilitate him. That this person who spoke Lashon Hara and created such divisiveness, that when he is sent Michutz Lamachana and he has to be sitting Bazad Yeshev and be all by himself and all alone, with plenty of time to think about all the tzaras that he created through his Lashon Hara, we're hoping that he will come to regret his actions and he will want to turn over a new leaf and he'll change his mind and change his attitude. And then the tzaras will recede and he will become tar, and he can return to be part of Am Yisrael. So the Chafetz Chaim, when do we need to send him Michutz Lamachana? So if the tzaraat is only on part of his body, whether it be 10% or 20% or 50% or 70% or 80% of his body, we know what human nature is. A person sees a little bit of tzaraat, the last conclusion he's going to reach is, oh, I've been a bad person, I need to change my way. That's the list. It's, oh, we should go to have the doctor take a look at it. It's probably nothing, but, and as it tends to grow, he tends to ignore it. And the more that it's there, he'll still say, listen, it's something, it's probably going away. It's cool, but, you know, basically, I'm still pretty healthy. It's not here, it's not there, it's only isolated in one spot. And he'll come up with all sorts of excuses as to how this is some sort of natural occurrence. Until the Chafetz Chaim says, there isn't a centimeter of space on his skin that isn't afflicted with tzaras. And at that point, he runs out of excuses. It's not something natural. It's not going away. It's not just happens to be. This is the real thing. And when he realizes that it's the real thing, and when he realizes that he's run out of excuses, he doesn't need to be sent mechutz lamachne, to be in isolation, to begin to think, to realize that maybe his behavior hasn't been 100%. Right then and there, he says to himself, look what I've done for myself. How could I have acted this way? Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now treating me. And when that's his attitude, the Torah says he doesn't have to go mechutz lamachne. He realizes how terrible his actions are, will now call him tahor. Now you can come and be part of the machane. Because our goal has been achieved. The whole purpose hasn't been to make you suffer. The purpose has been to just make you realize that you need to mend your way. And if we can achieve it without sending you mechutz lamachane, so be it. You're totally covered with tzaraat. You realize what you've done. Baruch Hashem, Ad Kan. And that's why the Torah says, the Ra'a Kohen b'nei Chista Tzarais was called the Sarov V'tia Sanaga Kula Hafach Lavan. And you realize it, Tarhu. Welcome back into Shikhar.